Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Morning Crunch Wrap. I'm your host, Nate Darling. It's a new show. If you're a listener to the Nate Darling Show, thank you and welcome. Welcome aboard. The Morning Crunch Wrap, what is it? Basically, I wanted to have a daily podcast that I'd be able to do very quickly in the morning as part of what I'm doing. So here's the deal. I'm going to pick a news story or something that's happening in the world every single morning when I get up, check Twitter, check all the other things. And we're going to do a little short podcast, 5, maybe 10 minutes, about what the story is and some hot takes I might have on it. The thing you have to remember here is this is for entertainment purposes only. So please, no wagering as to where I'm going to come down on any of these things. Also, there is no advice, no professional advice implied or stated that goes along with this. This is blurring the lines between reality and comedy. So take it for what it's worth and enjoy the Morning Crunch Wrap. All right, so it's Monday, January 28th. And the big story that's been popping that caught my eye is Chris Christie has a new book coming out tomorrow. And the quote that's making the rounds is Trump thought that firing Flynn would end the, quote, Russia thing. That's what Chris Christie wrote in his book. Basically, it's part autobiography, part firsthand accounting of the presidency and everything else. So Chris Christie, if you forget, was running against Donald Trump in the primaries. Then he dropped out. He threw his support behind Donald Trump. He was part of the transition team, et cetera, et cetera. He's also a former two-term governor of New Jersey and a longtime friend of the president. So, he was fired shortly after the election, by the way, reportedly at the direction of Jared Kushner. And he recently withdrew from consideration for White House chief of staff. So, new book comes out tomorrow, comes out Tuesday the 29th. Basically, what he is saying is Donald Trump isn't done. He's not as cartoonish as you might think, or as that people are saying, but that Jared Kushner is giving him bad advice and that he somehow is, trust people he shouldn't trust with things like that. Chris Christie also worry about Jeff Sessions serving as attorney general. He talks about what happened when the Access Hollywood tape was released for the first time. When he heard the tape, he acknowledged, "It's me." Well, no kidding, it's you, you dope. He described writing a statement with Mr. Trump's eldest daughter, Ivanka, to give the candidate to end days of controversy after Trump said a judge was biased against him, if you remember that one, because the judge had a Mexican-American heritage. He details some back and forths that he had with Trump and his aides about various jobs, including the candidate appearing to toy with him and Mike Pence about who would be his running mate. Here's the thing. The book, from what I'm seeing, feels like it's criticizing Trump, but it really isn't. It more scapegoats Jared. Let's break it down. Let's crunch wrap this thing. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch it. Let's crunch wrap it. That was really confusing. So we're going to crunch the story. We're going to wrap it. We're going to crunch wrap it. There we go. That's better. It's the first show. Sorry about that. Yeah, it feels like it's criticizing Trump, but it's really more scapegoating Jared and going, oh, well, you know, he just keeps people around him that give him bad advice. Okay. So here are the three questions that you have to ask yourself when you're talking about literally any of these books that are coming out from people who were in the White House, who had access to Trump, et cetera, et cetera. And there have been a lot and there are going to be more. Question number one, is Donald Trump stupid? Question number two, how stupid is he? And question number three, am I just going along with him being stupid because I have a confirmation bias? Because I already thought he was stupid. So the answer is Trump stupid? Well, not necessarily, but he is lazy. That is almost without question. I noticed it with the Celebrity Apprentice because he would show up, go, hey, everybody, go ahead and do this, ba-da-ba, and he's gone. And then you don't see him again until the boardroom section. He doesn't pop in. He doesn't do anything like that. It just struck me as lazy. Everything I've been hearing sort of backs that up. He gets up early in the morning, tweets, and then apparently shows up for work at 11:30 or 12 o'clock. So number two, how stupid is he? Well, actually, back to number one, not necessarily stupid, but he is lazy and full of self-confidence. So you take the laziness And you add in this huge amount of self-confidence that whatever I think is the right thing to do, you're going to get sort of this arrogant, bullheaded thing that isn't really willing to accept new information. So number two, how stupid is he? Well, actually, he's quite stupid. If only for thinking what he was doing was above any consequences, because there are consequences in the world. I understand that he's rich and he's grown up rich and he hasn't really had consequences to a lot of his stuff. But you got to look around and go, oh, okay, well, everybody's had consequences. How am I going to be different? Also not willing to accept anything that comes in is like, it goes back to that self-confidence. If you really think, if your self-confidence is so high that you think you know better than everybody else, that there's nothing to be gained from anybody else, that's really just kind of stupid. And as far as confirmation bias, well, possibly. Possibly. I'm not going to deny that. Possibly. But this book is really trying to blame Jared. It's not really this big indictment of Donald Trump. In fact, here's the real nugget to be taken away from this. Chris Christie reportedly writes in this book that the Trump campaign couldn't actually be colluding with Russia because, and here's the reason why, we've heard this before, because it was too disorganized and too small, that it wasn't some big Tom Clancy operation. Now, I don't think anybody has ever said it was a big Tom Clancy operation. The allegation is he's been doing business with the Russians, or trying to. There have been attempts at back-channel communications with Jared, with Paul Manafort, with Michael Flynn. And that the guess from a lot of people is Putin has something on Donald Trump. That doesn't require a Tom Clancy level operation. That's just simply, hey, we think this guy is in this other guy's back pocket because he has something on him, or because guy number one wants something from guy number two. And we know he wanted Trump Tower Russia. That's pretty much established. So that's the story today. Chris Christie, new book tomorrow. It's all Jared's fault, and there's no way he could have colluded because it was really small and really disorganized a campaign. So not really a vote of confidence and not really an indictment of the president. So Chris Christie's book, I would say go ahead and skip that. And that is the very first ever Morning Crunch Wrap. I'll see you tomorrow. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all two and two is four and four is eight. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? Some useful in